Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 5, Episode 7 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, six episodes in, this is the last of the second week. This as episode 7, when we get ready for 8, 9, 10, and the reunion. Look, the drama is at an appropriate level in this one right now. We just lost another. We only had three couples, and then we lost one last episode. And it looks like we may be getting another one back as we pick up where we left off from episode 6. Here we are with Aaliyah and Uche. With Aaliyah telling Uche as they give us a reminder, just in case you forgot, in the 15, 20 seconds it takes your Netflix to go from one episode to the next, in case you forgot, Aaliyah tells Uche she would marry him and she wants that with him. She would still marry him. She wants to be with him, all this other stuff. And I'm just like, stop it. Don't beg this arrogant bastard.
Yeah. Her begging, that's why I took it as. It's her begging for him to, yes, to take her back. But I want to hear more of what happened. And they got right into it. I mean, she mentioned that, you know, Lydia said that Uche ended it a couple months before the pods, which that means Uche was lying. Which I think we all caught that. And then I kept, remember I was asking, why is Uche saying all this nice stuff about Lydia? And I get his point. He didn't want to say all this negative stuff because then is Aaliyah going to think this is how you are? You talk bad about your exes. Because we all know when you go on dates, you don't talk bad about your past relationships about the person.
Okay, here's my problem with what Uche is saying, though, right? Because think about what he does as he's rehashing everything and going through and acting as if Aaliyah shouldn't have had any doubts, even though he lied the entire time. And I get why he didn't say it at first. But considering the way he talked to her about lying, and he was lying the whole time, it's crazy to me. Like, you can't lie and then be mad that somebody reacts to the lie that you were lying about because you finally decided to tell them the truth. Like, make it make sense.
Yeah, this does make him look bad with his whole, you got to be honest with me and all that stuff, because there's a lot of holes in his story, and he's not telling the whole truth. Where he had the chance.
Yeah.
In the pod, he could have said, all right, I'm going to tell you the whole story about Lydia. And maybe Aaliyah wouldn't have left, you know, but I think Aaliyah trusted her gut. She's like, there's something up here. And it made sense. And so I was on Aaliyah's side and Lydia's side until Uche said Lydia was doing things to invade his privacy, going through his phone, looking at stuff in his house. I went into a cabin or something like that. And said Lydia kept trying to contact him after he ended it, after the invasion privacy thing. So she kept trying to contact me. And then some time it went by and I thought maybe I felt bad. So I gave her another shot.
Okay. And that's when you went, hold up.
Yeah.
Something about this isn't at, this is weird. And then he says it happened again. And then he went back again. And you're like, wait a minute, this is weird. Is it her? Because I stopped believing him when he started going through the explanation of his relationship with Lydia, right? Because here's the crazy thing about it. Aaliyah tells him, prior to him saying all this, she tells him that the comments that Lydia kept making about them and the things that they did, that it made her uncomfortable. And he was like, well, you should have talked to me about that. Well, how about you told her all this other crap that you're now telling her about this relationship? Right? Just like, no, well, we didn't, not that we dated before, but we were on and off three times. I went back two more times and I just ended it. He never told her this information until now. And as he's saying this stuff, I'm like, is Lydia really the stalker in this case?
Right. So I'm like, why do you keep going back? Because he says after the...
Oh, you know why. Oh, you know why.
Probably. That's probably why. So then he says Lydia drove by his house and took a picture and sent it to him saying, I see you. Mm-hmm. That freaked him out. And seems like he ghosted her at that point. Then he felt bad because Lydia was going through a difficult time. So he started seeing her again. And then they broke up again. I'm like, why do you keep going back So there's more to your feelings for Lydia than what you stated in the plot. Just say that.
And that's, so at least Aaliyah in that subtly calls bullshit on him on that, right? Saying that she felt like Uche was too invested in Milton and Lydia. Because it really was. He kept talking about that in that manner. And to be fair, right? I don't believe Uche and all the stuff he's saying, because here's the part he left out about this. Remember at one point he said Lydia blocked him.
Mm-hmm.
This was early on. This is not going to add up. There's a lot here. Because you broke up with her again, so she blocked you because you've been leading her on all this time for these three times that y'all were together. There's a reason she blocked you. There's a reason you couldn't get in contact with her.
Yeah, there is. But I still believe Lydia is a stage five clinger. And so for him to feel like she's obsessed with him, I could see that. I just don't see Lydia just, oh, well, you don't want to be together. Okay, cool. I wish you well.
Oh, no. She wants to be loved. No. But he's if she's stage five, he's a stage 10 nutcase.
Well, they're both crazy. And maybe that's why they're drawn together. And you're right. It explains why he was talking about Lydia and Milton. Because if you had no feelings for her, it doesn't matter. Exactly. If Milton, you think he's a good guy or a bad guy, you don't have feelings for this person.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's not your business. But so then Aaliyah drops the bomb that she said Lydia knew that he was going to be on the show.
Okay. Here's the interesting thing about this part, right? Because he said, she said that? She said, no, she said she felt like she would run into someone from her past on the show, right? You know what mm-hmm. that tells me? It tells me Lydia dated a lot in her time in Houston, right? Because if you joined Love is Blind Austin, what more so than Married at First Sight Austin, what are the chances you run into somebody in the pods that you dated or went out on a date or matched with before? The chances are there.
Pretty high.
Exactly. My point exactly. So
yes.
Aaliyah at that same point lost me with that. I get what she's saying because it wasn't an exact thing. Everybody in that place could have been like, boy, I hope I don't run into somebody. Lydia just said it.
Well, I think there's a difference. Man, this is crazy. I hope I don't run into somebody I know compared to, I feel I'm going to run into somebody I know on this show. Like, I wouldn't be surprised that Lydia knew Uche would be on the show. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying it happened, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Knowing he was going to be there and being able to be on the show is two completely different things. What are the chances of all the singles that signed up for this, of the 30 people, that they picked these two? What are the chances? She can't manipulate it to be there unless she told the producers, hey, I heard somebody you have on here as one of my exes, I can make this really spicy if you put me on. If so, then yes. But there's no way she can guarantee she gets on the show, regardless.
Yeah, but I think the producers knew. And they're like, oh, okay, I know this is not the norm, but they're going to bring some drama. They're going to make this interesting. Let's go ahead and do it. We haven't had it before. Why not? Because the odds it could happen anytime they do Love is Blind.
Right.
That people in that same city could have run to somebody that you dated before. And Aaliyah was right to say, well, why don't y'all just go on the ultimatum?
Exactly.
You know, maybe you're on the wrong show. And I think I agree with Uche when he said, okay, Aaliyah, that doesn't make sense. What you're saying is,
it didn't.
We both plan to come on this show, mm-hmm. act like we don't know each other, fall in love on the show, and all of our friends know us, and then go hang out with our friends who already know that we know each other, and we're all going to be a part of this lie. Like, that doesn't make sense. I was like, good point, Uche.
But that's also why I don't think that she followed him onto the show. Okay, are you right? Did the producers probably know? They probably didn't and went, this could be interesting. Let's see how this plays out. Because if not, then they could have ended it immediately when they realized they both knew each other, right? But at the same time, it would be pretty impossible for her to just find her way on the show because of that. And if she really wanted to get him back, unblock him.
Well, or maybe through her snooping through his social media and maybe ran across an email or a text message from Love is Blind. She's like, oh, he applied? I'm going to apply too.
Could be. I just find, and it, I'm not saying it's not possible, I just find the probability very low, right? Now, Aaliyah also tells Uche that she jokingly, quote-unquote jokingly, told Lydia, well, if Uche doesn't propose, you can have him back. And that started an argument. And it's like, if Uche obviously didn't find that funny. First of all. And Aaliyah finally says that, you know, she regrets leaving and thinks, you know what? It's worth us giving it another try.
Well, that's why I'm excited about the reunion, because I want to find out there's more to that conversation she had with Lydia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I want to hear it, because you can't tell me that that's all you said. And then all of a sudden, you know, Spicy is mad at you now because of that one comment.
Oh, there's a whole lot more. I mean, again, it was wrong for Lydia. And I said this in the moment when we reviewed that episode, in the fact that, why are you giving up so much information? Shut up. But again, the no filter, hashtag no filter. She let all that roll out. Now, Uche saying that he still loves her. He can see himself marrying her. But, and you went, uh-oh, so much for this thing, because this arrogant bastard's about to get on his high horse. And he does, because he can't separate the experiment and from their relationship.
I think this was his way to say, I'm breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me.
Yes.
All it boiled down to. It has nothing to do with the experiment and all this other stuff. This is his way to leave on top, because no one leaves Uche. I do the leaving.
Let me ask you a question. Did you peep that he said, I'm not even out of the pod as I'm leaving the pod. I haven't even made it back home yet. You followed me, then you unfollowed me. You left me a voicemail, and before I could reply to it, you deleted it. Then you blocked me, and I had no way to contact you for 48 hours, so I had to keep checking your IG until you unblocked me, and then I could reach out to you. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that what he said Lydia did?
Yeah.
He sounds like a goddamn stalker here.
It is. It is crazy, because the fact that you have to keep checking someone's Instagram to see when you can message them, that's stalkerish. Yeah, that is crazy. But then also on Aaliyah's, you know, I look at that as just immature. Okay, I'm going to block, unblock. I'm going to send you a voice message, and I'm going to delete the voice message. If you want to reach out to him, reach out to him. If you don't, don't. But the whole starting and blocking and all that, I just think that made sense.
Okay. Ladies, if you've ever done that, you don't have to give a long soliloquy as to why. Just a, you know, what would we like to put? A stop sign? a hand up? What do you want? Some kind of symbol just to say that, yes, you have done it, or one of your girlfriends has done it, or somebody you know in your family has. Who's done it? Have you? Somebody you know? A matter of fact, if we're going to do, you want to do the palm? You want to do that? For every person you know that does it, for every person you know, put one.
But do the palm, but here's the criteria. Put the palm up in the chat if you block and unblock, and block and unblock, and next. So I have blocked people, and I don't unblock you. Once you're blocked, you're blocked.
That's it.
And so...
Okay. We're rational. I think I just stopped everybody from actually commenting below, but...
Yeah, because I'm like, there's a difference of a lot of people have blocked people, but how many people block somebody, then unblock them, and then block them again? And just either you're blocked or you're unblocked.
Ladies, go ahead, show him who does that, okay?
It's fellas,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, well, fellas, if you've
done
it,
the four other guys that follow the show, if you blocked and unblocked,
or
woman,
somebody has blocked and unblocked you, let's go. I think women do it more than guys do, but it doesn't mean that guys don't do it and that guys aren't as petty, as we see with Uche here, who was stalking her after claiming Lydia was stalking him. Aaliyah, count your blessings that this jackass said he didn't want to do this and y'all are done because he wanted to have the upper hand. Count your blessings.
I think Aaliyah will be fine. There's a lot of eligible bachelors in Houston. Mm-hmm. She will be just fine.
Yes, she definitely will. Well, speaking of just fine, I'm not sure these two are going to be, but Stacey and Izzy, They're going to Izzy's place, and Stacy is nervous and then surprised at how clean it is and how Hobby Lobby that joint is too.
Well, don't knock Hobby Lobby, because to have a house that staged Hobby Lobby helped me a whole lot.
Trust me, I go to Hobby Lobby with my wife. Yeah. And,
don't sleep on Hobby Lobby. I mean, a lot of my stage stuff. Thank you, Hobby Lobby. Appreciate it. But I thought his house was cleaner than I expected. And I'm waiting for you to call it out. What's the one thing you saw that bothered you?
She noticed the lack of nightstands. But she didn't notice them damn shoes on the bed.
Yes, the shoes on the bed.
Even the producer was like...
Yeah, I was like, oh, Yanni's going to love this. Yeah, he had shoes, looks like running shoes on the bed, which I was like, okay, I know that's going to be bad. The nightstand thing, I think Stacy is actually right, because I didn't realize how important that was, because I've always had a nightstand mm-hmm. on my side of the bed. I've never had a nightstand.
You selfish bastard.
On the other side of the bed. I've never had two nightstands before, till now, but I never had two nightstands before, because I just never thought about somebody might want to put their stuff. If they stayed, I just never thought about it. So literally my whole adult life, living on my own, I've never had two nightstands. The closest was I had those old school waterbed headboards that has the mm-hmm. mirror in it, and the cabinets and all that. So I had that for some years when I was like younger. And so there was a cubby on the other side. But ever since I got rid of that and I had my own bed, there's only been one nightstand. It was like on my side of the bed. I've never had two.
And in the top drawer is where you kept the condoms.
Don't worry about what's in the top drawer. Just saying.
Everybody knows what's in the top drawer. Izzy had no nightstands, but he had a lost and found. And right next to the lost and found was his condoms.
Okay, let's talk about the lost and found.
This jackass.
That is the most immature thing. Like, why would you keep that stuff? That's like souvenirs. I've had people leave stuff at my place. And my rule of thumb is if it's there for over 48 hours, it's now the property of the person who owns the house. Mm-hmm. So this is mine, which means I'm going to throw it away. I'm not going to keep some random, yeah, this was so-and-so's, what's the thing women put in their hair to hold, put in their hair in a ponytail? No, and I'm not dating children. I mean,
Just checking. No, I'm dating children. You know, we got to make sure here, buddy. We got to make sure here. Things may have changed since college. We got to make sure. I know what you mean, but I don't know what the hell it's called either.
Yeah, like the hair clips and the scrunchies. And all that.
There you go, scrunchies.
I'm not going to keep it. Yeah, I'm not going to keep it in a little drawer just in case. One earring? What are you keeping one earring for? And you knew she was coming over. It'd be one thing if y'all went straight from Cancun from the airport to his place where he didn't get a chance to change anything because he didn't know who he's going to meet on the show. He planned that and purpose. She wasn't even looking through the drawer. He just, hey, look at this.
You know what's so crazy? Because he was there the night before. So he had the chance and he saw it. And that's what she actually, you know, I like the fact that she called him on it. Because she's like, so you were there. You saw it. And you left it there. And he's like, well, that's because, you know, I want you to see me for how I was. No, I wouldn't leave this stuff here for you to find. And I didn't even find it. Like you just said, you showed it to me. You know, what he didn't show it was the drawer underneath that. And probably because of her reaction where he has all the extra panties that were left over there accidentally.
Probably. Probably so. But I mean, that's just insane that you purposefully showed her mm-hmm. all these things. That just doesn't make sense to me. And what you, did you didn't flush the toilet because you wanted to see how you wanted her to see how you lived before she had a girl in the house? It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm glad that she called him out on that. But I'm like, why would you even want to show that to somebody? I've never given a tour of my house and look, mm-hmm. here's my nightstand. Guess what's in the top drawer? Check it out. Like I've never done that. Like, why would he even want to show that off? Like, she's going to think that's awesome.
To your fiance. That's great. Right. But that shows his childish mind. You know what? If he was 24, I'd have been like, okay, it makes sense. You're 29. Dude, grow up at some point. And I love the fact that she called him a fuckboy because of it. Because, you know, the look on his face, absolutely priceless.
Yeah, he wasn't having it. But can we talk about his lack of dishes?
Yeah, when they moved to the kitchen and she opened the cabinet, I was like, uh-oh.
Because I'm just like, are you kidding me? I have never, even in college.
Yes.
You were with me, I think, when I bought my plates and stuff, when I got that, when I came to RA on campus, I got my own apartment. I needed dishes, mm-hmm. right? Ebony and emerald dishes, right? I'm just like, I've never just had paper plates, paper bowls, disposable plasticware, and solo cups.
Yeah.
Ever.
And if you have them, they're in addition to the friggin' dishes that you use. It's crazy to me that that's all he had in there. And the fact that he's trying to blame it on different backgrounds and him not having fancy dinners. It's plates. It's cutlery. It's actual friggin' glasses. What are you having a cookout every goddamn day?
Well, right. And to her point, it's like, so you're going to invite me over. Yes. And you're going to make me dinner. And put it on paper plates and give me a plastic fork and knife and a red solo cup for my wine. You didn't have wine glasses.
No.
I'm just like, that is just, did you just graduate college yesterday and then went to the pods? You know, that just doesn't make sense that he has that. Now, I was wondering for a second, and maybe he's lying. Maybe he just wants to see how she would react because he knows that she has a lot more than him. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he just wanted to test her. I was hoping that could be it, but that is just ridiculous. And I think I was annoyed at Stacey for trying to all but give him a pass. Like, well, you're a guy. Stop doing that.
Exactly.
If your expectation is to date somebody that has plates, silverware, and glass, yeah, date those kind of guys. But don't just assume, well, because we're guys, we get a pass. Okay. And I think a lot of women do that. But, well, you're a guy. I expect this place to be messy because he's a guy. And then you get married to him. He lives with you. He's always messy. And now you're upset about it. And then you get to talk to your friends about it all the time and complain about how messy he is. So that is ridiculous. If I was Stacey at that point, I'd be like, yeah, we are not on the same page. So I'm out.
To be fair, though, and you know, I'm no Stacey fan. But to be fair, when he said, because he's trying to justify, well, oh, well, nobody's had a problem with it before. And if so, then we're not to be together. She was just like, no. Like, and he said, so if I met you out in the real world and we're having a good time, we're vibing, and I invite you over and I serve you on this, you're out? She's like, yeah, I'd be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a question. So to her credit, she's looking past it because she's like, I'm engaged to this guy, but I'm letting him know this is not right. And as they're having this conversation, he even calls it materialistic. For wanting dishes?
Yeah, but see, that's just it. No one's had a problem with it before because you're an F-boy. And if a woman goes back to your place, it's to hook up. Yeah. It's not because, oh, I'm going to build a future with this guy and his paper plates mm-hmm. and all that. And I'm also like, what about the environment? Anyway, so but yeah, of course, she wouldn't date him. And so when he's trying to make it sound like, you know, Stacey's dated a lot of older guys who obviously have stuff and all that.
Who can afford
to do these things and, you know, who are more of a match for her financially. But I'm more emotionally stable than those guys. A, you never met those guys.
Right.
And B, you don't know that at all. And C, you're an F-boy. And that's just what it is. See, look. So here's the deal. A lot of ladies like Izzy because he's a good looking dude. Mm-hmm. Right. Fit, all those different things that a woman wants. But ladies, you got to be careful. Some of those fit, good-looking guys might not have their life together, but they look good. So you need to come on to us fellas that kind of have a little extra, little dad bod without kids.
With shape, too.
Go for those kind of guys.
Lowercase
B. Go for those guys that have dad bods, and because they probably have better credit score. They probably have plastic. They have real plates, dishes. You know, because here's my thought. Stacey is very financially stable. Mm-hmm. So my thought would be this. Okay, you're renting an apartment, so you don't own a home, which not knocking anybody that doesn't own a home, but you're renting. You have no dishes. Mm-hmm. And you have a drawer full of leftovers from other girls who've been at your house in the year and a half that you've been there. A year and a half. Mm-hmm. Three big red flags.
Yeah. Indeed. And that's why, had she met him in the real world and not in the pods where he was withholding information, or these conversations never came up. But who would think to ask, do you have dishes in your... All right, so look.
Well, I think she should have asked in the pod, hey, look, I like nice things. I like to go out to nice places. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on that? How do you like, if you wanted to take me to a really nice restaurant in Houston, where would you take me? Mm-hmm. And if he says Applebee's, bing, 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 red flag. Because right. Stacey's not an Applebee's girl. She'd be like, wait a minute. So on a date, you're going to take me to Applebee's? Yeah, I really like their riblets and whatever. Yeah, that you're not a good match. So there's certain ways she could have asked to get an idea of where he's at. Not so much, hey, do you have plates? I have brass silver. Brass silver, almost did it again. I have brass cutlery. What did you eat off of?
The interesting thing about this, too, Izzy reminds me so much of Uche, right? Because every time she speaks, he tries to cut her off. Then when he's speaking and she says something to cut him off, he's like, stop cutting me off. And at that point, Stacey's like, the hell with this. And just I like the way that she just kind of walked away from the situation. She's like, I'm not going to get in a shouting match. I'm just going to walk outside. Because she's just realized all this stuff is hitting her at one time. He ain't got no damn dishes. He got a lost and found. I didn't even see the thong draw. I know he's got one. And she goes out there to have a little cry by herself. And to his credit, he also goes out and doesn't really say a whole much, says just enough, and then hugs her and just, all right, let me just hold you. And apologizes. So to his credit in that space, at least he did that.
He didn't walk away. And he gave her a little bit of space. Then he went out and said, hey, look, you said you want someone to fight. I'm fighting.
Right.
This is what I'm doing. And so, which is great because this is their first fight. Mm-hmm. So, and this is a big deal. And I think that Stacey's starting to realize I might have made a mistake.
Yes.
Now she's just trying to process it because she has feelings for him. She's in love with him. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, how do I balance this out? And if you love somebody, do you accept them for everything or accept them for the things they don't have, like dishes? You know, so I think she's trying to deal with that, but I think they had a good conversation. And it seems like, you know, they slept on it. And the next day, they're back to being peas and carrots again on the way to meet the fam.
They're going to Stacy's dad's house where they get to meet Tracy. This is Stacy's mom, Chelsea and Sloan, who are her sisters, and of course her dad, Dale. And I don't know if you noticed this, but when they were when she's showing the ring and says Izzy said it's the prettiest ring. Did you catch Sloan's face? She's like, ew, really? That's it?
She's like, all right, whatever.
Yo, funny thing was when they asked Izzy if he had any secrets that Stacy hasn't found out yet.
Yeah, like he's gonna spill the tea. Right there. There's a lot of secrets that Stacey doesn't know about. He's not about to tell in front of them.
Right.
But here's what was interesting around that, where they're all sitting on the couch and just talking. Mm-hmm. Izzy's never had a passport and hasn't traveled much because he couldn't afford it.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, you haven't had a passport and you're dating somebody who travels internationally often.
Right.
Has been doing so most of her life. Mm-hmm. You're dating out of your budget.
And he hasn't even been to New York and Cali, no. Which, I mean, and I get it. And he wants, the thing about it, here's what's exciting for him, I think, because it's something he hasn't done, right? But he wants to. And here's somebody who's experienced in it. The difference is, the way you will be able to travel is not the way that she normally travels, right?
Right.
And you got to think about, because they start talking about his work history and his current situation, and come to find out, he was at that job for a week, then he had to come on the show.
Right.
Do you have a job still?
Well, I made the note that Izzy's a good actor because mm-hmm. he puts on a front to the right people.
Right.
So he's making them sound like that he's financially stable. I got tired of, you know, just the rat race of that job. And then a friend of mine reached out to me about this opportunity. So I started doing this. And then I worked there for about a week and then mm-hmm. had to go into the pods.
Right.
It's because she asked him, do you feel like you're on the career path to be financially stable? And right. he just Fred Astaire'd his way around that answer.
Oh yeah.
Without actively answering it.
What'd you think when Stacy brought back up the dishes?
You know, you don't talk bad about your man in front of other people.
Well, here's the thing about this. Here's what I like about it. One, because they know Stacy. So, and they're already feeling some red flags here. And they're just like, this guy's not in the same space that we all date in, right? And they know where she is. And they're just like, okay, so what about this? So when she brings that up, I don't think it's a bad thing, because then he calls it their best day ever, right? And I think this is where he ended up winning them over too, because he said it's the best day. And she's like, well, I don't think so. He said, yeah, I do think so, because we had an argument, we had a disagreement, but we were able to fix everything right there in that same day. And she even had to admit, like, yeah, normally I'd be gone.
But that's what a good actor does. Because he's trying to sway the family to be like, well, that's a good point, because marriage is tough and you do have to talk and whatever. It's I think the sisters realize this is a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think the dad realized it's a mistake once he took Izzy out for a little one-on-one conversation.
Was it funny to you that the first thing the dad is saying to him is like, well, Stacy doesn't want to go Dutch on dinner.
And I'm like, yeah.
We all know that's Izzy's modus operandi, right? But he's like, well, here's what she doesn't want. And even when Izzy brings up money, he's like, it's not even about the money. Like, that spoken like a true man with some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he knows. He knows his daughter, and he knows what she's going to expect. And so he's asking Izzy about his career plan, and he doesn't have one.
Right.
He said, I got this job where there's ability to make, you know, as much as you want, as long as you put the work in for it. Okay, that's every sales job.
Right.
That's every insurance job. Mm. But you have a plan that says, okay, my first year, I expect to do X.
Yep.
By year five, I should be at X. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a plan. I don't think Izzy has one. And I love how the dad is saying, like, look, it's your job, it's your responsibility to take care of her and that house. Because if you don't, then I have to.
Right. And what he didn't say was, because I've been doing it with these, with her sisters, and I'm not trying to do it. She's my responsible daughter. Because he said, especially with the house, she worked her ass off to buy that house. Like, she's been the independent child for him. He's the one, she's the one he's never had to worry about, except with the men she's been choosing.
Right.
That's what I'm getting out of that relationship. Because the way Stacy spoke about the men who've been around before, it wasn't about the men she dated. I always felt like when she was talking to Izzy about it, it was about the men that her sisters were dating that made her dad pay. Like, hey, just pick up the tab once. I'll buy this round. And they wouldn't do it because her dad's going to do it.
Mm. Could be. I mean, that's a good point. But I think the dad can see through Izzy's crap.
Yes.
And now the question is, will Stacy ever realize it? And who knows? Maybe the love and all the you know, physical that they enjoyed in Cancun is going to be enough to help her overlook all that.
Time will tell. Well, another family meeting is Lydia and Milton go to meet Lydia's mom, Lydia Sr., and her brother, William. What? That's what the SR stands for, right? Senior?
I know.
Even with that woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm assuming that's cultural difference. And that's why I just said, you know, because obviously we don't see too many women seniors and juniors, but maybe that's just a cultural difference, right?
Could be. I don't know. But it was great for Milton to see the bond that Lydia has with her brother and her mom, because that's a package deal.
Yes.
And that means all of them are going to be over there. And something tells me the brother's probably chill. Lydia and her mom together is going to be loud. It's going to be whatever. I see where Lydia gets her bossiness from.
Yes.
From the mom. And so I'm like,
but she says that though. She says, I get it from my mom. It's, as she even told her about, it's your fault. They are the same person.
Right. But Milton has to say, okay, do I really want to deal with this? The mom asks, you know, how many kids they want to have. And Milton wants to have two kids and adopt one.
Wait, hold up though. When she asked the question, right? And Lydia's mom say, well, how many children do you have? Did you go, of course, you're gonna ask the black man. And then Lydia was quick to like translate, no. How many kids do you want? Because she knew what her mom meant. But yeah. When she said, how many you have, my first thought was, huh? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, and even Milton was just like, what? No, I don't have any kids.
I'm not that kind of black man.
Yeah, you know, but Milton has to see, like, this is the family I'm going to be around. He's talked about how on the flight back from Cancun, they're in the back of the plane and Lydia was being really loud.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's just my volume. Mm-hmm. So, like, all these things about Lydia that I don't like,
yeah,
is that she knows the things that annoy other people, but she's just like, hey, this is me. I'm like, no, when you're on the plane, shut the hell up. I can't stand being on the plane. And there's people in the back just talking like they're the only ones on the plane.
No, I don't think they were in the back. He said people from the back were looking up like, who is this?
Well, that's just it. I don't like anybody on a flight that talks like they're that loud.
And it's probably the laughing that's loud. That's all there is to it. And it can happen. Hey, the jokes were good. Maybe she's having a good time.
Yeah. Maybe so. But still, and then when Lydia said, when they at home, the kids will only speak Spanish.
Right.
I'm like, do you hear yourself?
Okay. Here's where I don't have a problem with that. And this is where I think it's a good, like how Milton was like, yes, they should be bilingual. Right. And I'm assuming in that time before they have these kids, he's going to learn to speak Spanish too, because they should be able to do this. And his kids should be bilingual and he shouldn't be left out of that conversation. Right. But I did notice when she said, oh, no, that's I told him. And her brother was like, look, it's not a discussion. You just told him that that's what it's going to be.
Right.
And her brother, because even when they're talking about disagreements, he asked about that. You see exactly where she gets it from as the mom is. They're like, no, that's not how it is. Even William tells Milton, like, look, man, I'm trying to be your advocate, but you're fighting a losing battle. In other words, right. I've been dealing with this my whole life. Give it up.
Well, and that's just it. It's Lydia's way. And to say that, yes, the kids should be bilingual. They should, learn Spanish, learn their culture. Great. But to already dictate, hey, they will only speak Spanish at home. Come on.
Well, okay. And here's the part I think in that space. It's obviously not realistic for them to only speak Spanish at home. I mean, now, the majority of the time, yes. Why not? Because where else are they going to practice it? You need them to practice. When they go to school, they're going to practice. They're going to speak English. And they're going to speak English with an American accent. But they should also be able to speak Spanish with a Puerto Rican accent. Or close to it anyway. And so they're going to have to be bilingual at home. But I get her point of saying, as she just said, they'll only, but I don't think it's only. It can't be. It's impossible. Because then they'll get out the house and don't know any damn English.
No. They'll know English outside the house. But for her to just dictate, I said they will only speak Spanish at home. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the kind of woman Lydia is, where it's mm-hmm. all her way. And it seems like her mom is that way too. And so I'm like, Milton, good luck. Good luck with that. If that's what you want, more power to you.
Just because it's not... You can't deal with a woman that's going to be that strong-minded to say that. Milton's fine. And here's the thing that he looks at. He looks at when they're talking about this other stuff, he gets a glimpse. We kind of get a glimpse into his family life, because he goes, just watching all three of you get emotional, it's something that I'm not used to. And I've always wanted it with my family. And it's like, Make that note, because we're going to meet his family at some point in time and we'll probably see a different style family.
Possibly so, but I'm hoping that right now it's all fun and games.
Yes.
To let her be bossy. Oh, it's so cute. Mm-hmm. But y'all get married and you move into the same place together, whether it's her place or his place, or your place, separate from what they have. He's going to realize that you've allowed this bossy stuff to go on.
Here's the thing about it, though. And we've seen this happen throughout, even when they were in Mexico. He's not allowing it, okay? That's her nature. She's gonna try it. But the difference is for him, he's not afraid to stand up for what he wants in this anyway. So that's why I don't worry about him in this. And he's done it. And he's proven to be the most mature man on the damn show so far. I don't think anybody is going to surpass him in this case. So it'll be interesting to see that. But we get something that we haven't seen before, which is the full season 5 get together as everybody comes to hang out at the spot. And it's so much stuff happening here. Like, first of all, Carter and Milton talking about Taylor and JP. What'd you think of Carter's whole thing blaming Taylor for the breakup?
Well, he's only heard one side of the story.
Right.
And that's what it is. Because he thinks that Taylor, you know, didn't give it a chance because JP's too quiet. No, dude, there's more to that story. But apparently Carter thinks JP's Captain America.
Yes.
Mainly because of his profession, I would assume. That's why he might think that. But, and well, boy,
he has American flag everywhere.
Well, true. But guy-wise, right? That's the guy bond. Like, you think that dude's dope. You don't realize what kind of person they could be in a relationship. So I think Carter's making a huge assumption there.
Indeed. I totally agree. You know, if any woman marries him and he has a kid, they're probably like, all right, I'll decide who they date. Because he wants them to date. I wonder if he's going to change his mind. And they're probably going to ask him that question when they see this later at the reunion. Like, so you still would let your daughter date somebody like JP? Because JP proved to be an ass, which he didn't get to see. Johnny shows up. Stacy, no, you know, of course, no love for her. But then Chris shows up and she makes this announcement that, well, after he walked out on her in the pods, he walked right back into her life.
Yeah. I was quite surprised. I didn't realize that Stacy had beef with Johnny, but apparently Johnny was talking trash about Stacy in the pods.
We saw that, though.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they had a beef, but Chris showing up, I was shocked that Chris and Johnny are together. I was like, come on, Chris. Did you not see all this stuff? And when Johnny was talking to the camera and like crying about Chris, I'm just like, fake.
Speaking of
like, acting. Something about you is really fake. And all that crying, I think it's for the cameras. Yes. I don't think she really needs it. But hey, at least her mom likes Chris.
Now, so I made that same note. I made that exact same note. Now, what about when they were sitting down with, I forget who they were sitting with. I think it was Carter and a couple other folks that they were talking. Because first of all, Carter congratulates Johnny on getting one of the prettiest boys, which I thought was funny. Because obviously, and the guy's sitting around, they're like, all right, pretty boy, go ahead and steal our woman. And then he took one of the non-prettiest girls. But anyway, when they talked about how they met, like, how did y'all know? Because they met at the airport.
Right.
And, like, they just knew. It sounds like she heard him on the phone first and realized that was him.
Yeah. Probably so. Because I was wondering, like, how did they connect the dots? So she was laying there sleeping. He was on the phone. So maybe she recognized the voice. Right. And then maybe what he was saying on the phone. Yeah, Dad, we just got done filming. I'm leaving the show, going back, whatever. And she put two and two together. But then she said that he walked up to her and grabbed her hand, which I'm wondering how he knew it was her. You just don't walk up to random people at the airport and grab their hand.
Not if that are laying there trying to take a nap. Yeah, not if you want to get on your flight, you don't. If you want to go stay in the state hotel, yes, you do.
I
thought that was kind of wild. What do you think of Johnny and Izzy going to sit down? Because, you know, this was, you know, her guy. Johnny calls her over and immediately goes in attack mode.
I just wonder why he felt the need to even do it. You know, it, one thing is just, hey, how you doing? Whatever. He purposely, you know, wanted to grab her. Hey, you know, glad to see that you're happy. Da da da. I heard a lot of stuff about you and that you're sketchy as fuck.
Okay. Did this not give you flashbacks to Mexico when he sat down with Lydia? Because he goes in on her.
Yeah.
So much so that she's like, okay, can I speak now? You've been talking for 10 minutes straight. Can I finally say something? It's like he had so much to get off his chest and I don't get it. Cause even Johnny's just like, look, all right, we weren't meant to be, we're not supposed to be with who we're supposed to be with. And What does Izzy do? Well, can I give you some advice then?
Because everyone thinks you're sketchy as fuck.
Yeah.
And then the way that Johnny, I kept laughing every time Johnny was saying, "Why do you think I'm sketchy?" I think y'all too sketchy as fuck. I'm not sketchy as fuck. You sketchy. Just the way she was saying it was funny. But I'm like, Izzy, why are you trying to give advice? If Johnny's happy, Chris is happy, let him alone.
Right.
There's no need for you to even do that. Yeah, no need for him to do that. And then, of course, he gets in Johnny's head. Mm-hmm. Because then when she gets back to Chris and she's like all upset and crying, she's wondering, does everyone think I'm sketchy?
Yeah. And Chris being a nice guy, he's like, look, man, don't even listen to that dude, man. We're good. And, you know, me and you, we're good. Don't worry about that. Stacy sees all this. So she goes to Izzy, and Izzy is so proud. He is so proud. Mm-hmm. And talking about how grateful he is to be with her. And this is where you get to see the maturity difference between Izzy, who's so proud. She's like, oh, you're so hyped up. He's like, no, I'm just like, I just hate when people do. And he's so gassed that he was able to tell off Johnny. While Stacy, on the other hand, is like, wait a minute. First of all, don't tell me you appreciate me and you're grateful for me and all this other stuff and comparing me to that. And I got what she was saying.
Yeah, because she's wondering, like, why are you so bothered mm-hmm. by this? Like, do you mm-hmm. still have feeling or whatever? And you are 100% right. It showed his immaturity big time. Because, you like, what'd you expect her to do? Oh, you got her? Oh, what did you tell her? Oh, that was so good.
Right. That,
you know, who cares? And just move on and just be focused that you're happy with Stacy.
Yeah, that's because Izzy's such a child, man. I mean, and Stacy recognizes, this is probably another one of those, whew, damn, another red flag.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Well, the interesting thing, everybody's sitting around having a good time, and in walks asshole number one, Uche. And he says, y'all looking so peaceful. Let me go ahead and fuck this up real quick. Hey, yeah. Lydia, can we talk?
I like how he walked to the table. Oh, we got a lot of stuff here. We got cookies. We got this. Lydia, can we talk for a second?
He's such an ass. I like her response. Because he said, Lydia, would you like to talk? No, I really wouldn't want to, but if I don't have to. And almost like the producers are like, get your ass up. Yeah,
you better. We brought y'all on the show for a reason. Do your job.
She's like, all right, well, we'll go talk. Yep. The thing that got me about this, right? Why is it when they sit down, he's going all the way back to the beginning of their relationship mm-hmm. and trying. It sounds like he's trying to spit game. He's like, you know, you were this. You found out my favorite cup. He's trying to bring up all the things from the beginning when she showed that she was into him. He's bringing all that back up. And to me, it's spitting game. And then trying to rehash all arguments. What's up with this?
Right. And he's trying to argue with her and make the drama. So I'm like, if you have no feelings for her, then why go back and forth? And then he's manipulative because he's, look, I'm not trying to argue. I'm just trying to say this. Just want to say how I feel. And no, you're not. You're trying to set her up for you to like deliver some type of blow later, which he attempts to do. But all that talking about why you loved her and all that stuff is pointless if you were done.
Because he tried to get to her emotions. You saw that too, right?
He did.
That's the setup. And then because he saw her happy. Then he's trying to get her in her emotions for him. And then knowing she's fiery, she's emotional, she's passionate, trying to get that rise. He's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. All that was intentional. And him trying to bring up, you know, about the stuff with her friends and all that stuff. It was insane. And I like how Lydia could have just said, hey, you know what? I'm done. Mm-hmm. And just walk away. You don't have to make a big scene and be loud so everyone else can hear it. But that's what Lydia does.
Well, the first
Milton!
That's later because the first time that she gets up to walk away and he gets louder because he's the one that's like, well, don't just walk away. Go ahead, just walk away. That's what you do. And she's leaving, but she never leaves the entire area because, of course, they got to send Milton back in. So they send Milton. And like when Maris says to Milton, your woman's over there arguing with Uche. Milton doesn't even think twice about it. He heads over there and walks right in. Hey, what's going on?
Right. He's about to have, and so Uche's like, hey, what's up, brother? How you doing? Do you mind if I talk to your woman?
Like, no.
You privately? And no. He's just like, you know, y'all could do that, but we have reservations in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I like how Milton handled it because he's saying, okay, fine. I'll give you a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. And then Lydia was like, yeah, I'll go talk to him. Okay. And he just walks away.
And he, yo, so here's the thing about this. And because he never even told him exactly, he said, we have plans in 10 minutes, right? But did you notice how Uche, who, I hate this dude, because he's like, well, apparently y'all have plans. Yo, mind your goddamn business. Matter of fact, if I'm Milton and I heard him say that, I ought to come back. You know what? Matter of fact, we do. Come here, baby. Let's go. We're not doing this nonsense. You sit here and argue with yourself. Because Uche, when you talk about the fuckboy that Izzy is, Uche wears the crown. Plain and simple. And Aaliyah, he showed us with Aaliyah, and he's showing us again here with Lydia. And this is why, when he was having a conversation with Aaliyah, I didn't believe the story. All the things he's been saying, I don't believe a lot of this stuff anymore.
Yeah. I think they're both lying. I can't say it's you know, I'm trusting one over the other. I think they're both liars. And then Uche confronts her about watching his friend's IG stories. And she's just like, what? And he brings up the fact that you took a picture of my house and sent it to me. I mean, I think there's some truth to what both of them are saying.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely some truth to it.
Yeah. Definitely truth to both of them are saying. You know, but then Lydia drops the bomb that... Do you want me to tell him really why we broke up? I'm just like, okay.
Do tell.
Tell us the story. Go. Uche slept with someone else while he was dating her. But shamed Aaliyah for doing it 2 years ago. So I'm like, okay, now we got some more drama that's going to come from these two. And I don't think it's over.
It's not. And here's the thing about this. This is why, and I get why you don't like Lydia. But her, and this is the thing about it, and you used to say this all the time back in the day. Back when we were in college and even post-college, you always talked about this. And when we talk about women going crazy, you're like, yeah, but what did you do to make her react that way, right? Mm-hmm. Uche is the perfect example of that because he's trying to paint her with the crazy brush. But we've watched him try to be manipulative in every situation. He did it with Aaliyah, where he chastised her for cheating on somebody a long time ago, yet he was cheating on somebody just months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Not just when you were 18 and you just kissed somebody as you lied and told Aaliyah? Are you kidding me?
This is maybe they weren't exclusive at that time. Who knows?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Maybe they were just talking.
Yeah,
they weren't.
You know, because... Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. Okay. Believe that. Believe that. That's why I love the way Lydia held that one and wasn't even, do you want me to tell? Because I can put it out there. If you really want the truth to be told, I can.
Yeah. See? No. Something about Uche is sketchy. And see, I don't trust dudes to still wear high top fades. I'm just.
That's not even a high top
fade. At least that's not just... not a well-maintained one. I'm just looking at them like, what is up with you? Something about all of you says something's off. I don't know what.
Now I'm really questioning Aaliyah. She sat down at that table, looked at that man and said, yeah, I still want to marry you. No. She just sat down at the table and was like, never mind.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Well, but what I don't like is like they painted Aaliyah, made Aaliyah look bad.
Yes.
And desperate in this. And I don't think that's who she is, but
right.
That's what she allowed to get put out there on the, well, not what she allowed. That's just what I put out there. So it is what it is, but there's more to this Lydia Uche story. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to get into episode 8.
It's going to be amazing, man. Look, come along for the ride. We're inching closer and closer to the reunion live recap. If you don't have your well, not the goblet. Cause this is the gold cup. Somebody asked, why did we get the gold cups and not the gold goblets?
Well, after the incident the other day, I wish I would have had the goblet because it has a stem and I can not burn my hands trying to drink coffee out of it if I wanted to. So I get it. But I think they have the gold cups mostly on the TV, on the show. Mm-hmm. You see these more so than you do the goblets. That's why I ordered us the cups.
Here's the question. Is it the cups are for non-alcoholic and the goblets are for alcohol? Because I noticed when there's wine and what's not, they're usually pouring it into the goblets. And
well, part of that, though, I think is if you're a wine connoisseur, you don't really want your hand to touch the glass. That's why you use the stem, so you don't, you know, impact the temperature of the beverage. So I'm thinking maybe that's why they do that with the goblets compared to whatever. But again, who knows? You see them drinking out of these most of the time. So
right. So we're right on time.
Yep.
Get yours. We have time.
Get yours. Come on camera when we do the reunion.
Or just let us know you have it. It's okay if you don't have to, if you don't want to come on camera, if you're not camera ready.
Be camera ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. That's all I'm saying. We've given you weeks of notice that we're going to do this. So you have plenty of time. So go ahead and get you some pink luster oil. Get the baby hairs down. Whatever you got to do. Come on camera. Put some chapstick on.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts on some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.